This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Gail Keezer is joining us. He is a soybean producer out of Garnett and is a committee member for the Kansas Soybean Yield and Value Contest. And it is open for those who are interested, Gail, to be a part of this contest.
That's correct.
What is this contest designed to do?
Just promote the soybean industry and I guess just a little friendly competition amongst the producers. And we hope that everyone will get excited about it and join in on the program.
So if people are interested, and I know there are several producers that are out there who are a part of this, how do they enter the contest and what information do you need specifically?
Well, I guess best would be just to go to the Kansas Soybean Association phone number, which is 785-271-1030. And they can give you the information that you need and the forms. I think even this year we've gone to a digital process, so they can give you all that information.
And, of course, they can go to the website as well at kansassoybeans.org. The entries, when are they due?
December 1st.
And you also get to see, too, throughout all this, how impressive some of these soybean producers are in Kansas as far as some of the numbers they end up getting. It's very impressive to see.
Oh, that's correct. The last few years, we've had, three entries that were over the 100 bushel mark. Last year's entry made 114.13 bushels to the acre.
As far as the contest, is it still as far as the reporting districts are concerned that we normally see across the state?
Yes, it's the same districts. And, of course, there's the four categories of conventional till, dry land, conventional till, irrigated, no-till, dry land, and no-till, irrigated.
And I know for the work for the Commission Soybean Association, you've got a lot of thanks as far as there are people that assist in conducting the contest as well.
Well, that's right. It takes quite a few of us. And of course, there's seven members on the Yield Contest Committee, and we'll meet shortly after the deadline and go over the entries. And, of course, we have to divide them up into the different divisions in the state, which there are eight of them, and then we'll figure out the yield.
And once again, those entries are due December 1st. You can get more information at kansassoybeans.org. Gail, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Greg.
That is Gail Keezer, who is a committee member on the Kansas Soybean Yield and Value Contest, and he joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.